Shalom to all. Today we're learning Mishnah's Perek Dalad Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned with Chosrav Shlomo Zalman Zugas and Marz Yitvachol Yitzchak Alotaim. They should be gemesh with a sachat slachan siyat ishmaya, good health, parnasa b'shefa, and kol tov sela. Now up until now we've been learning about kilei zrayim, kilayim of plants such as vegetables, grain, legumes, and the like. The next four prakim we're going to be learning about kilei hakerem, kilayim with grapes. So as a rule, kilei hakerem is much more chomer than kilei zrayim. The first chomer that we're going to be dealing with is that a vineyard needs to be separated by four amas from other plants, and that's when they're being planted next to the vineyard. If it's going to be planted inside the vineyard, then even more space is necessary. Now, important term over here to know is avodas hakerem. Literally, that means the work of the kerem, and it refers to the four amas of space that's left empty next to the vines to allow the oxen to pass with all the tools necessary for working the vine. So Mishnah begins, karachas hakerem, the empty space inside a kerem. Karachas is a lashon of kereach, meaning bald, and it's referring to an empty patch inside a vineyard. How wide does this empty spot need to be in order to be able to plant something else inside it? Beishamai says, esrim v'arba amas. It has to be 24 amas. Beis Hillel says, Shesh Yosei Amah, it only needs to be 16. And we're going to explain this soon. Mechayel HaKerem, the ring around the Kerem. What's Mechayel? That refers to the empty space in between the vines and the fence which surrounds the field. How much empty space needs to be over there to be allowed to plant something else inside it? Beis Shammai says, Shesh Yosei Amah, 16 amas. Beis Hillel says, Shtei Mesrei Amah, 12 amas. And the Mishnah continues explaining, but going in Cheetah's Beis Hillel, Ve'ezuhi Korachas HaKerem. What is a Korachas HaKerem? We already explained it. Now the Mishnah speaks it out. Kerem Shachar V'Mehem Tzai, the middle of the kerem is destroyed, meaning it's totally empty in the middle of the kerem. Im ein sham shesh esrei ama, if there isn't 16 amas there, lo yavizer l'sham, so then you're not allowed to plant something else in there. Hayu sham shesh esrei ama, but if there's 16 amas there, nisim le'avaydasa, you give it its avayda, you leave it avaydas hakerem, which is 4 amas, vizereyas ha-maiser, and you could plant the remaining area. Now before we explain this, let's just move on to Mishnah Beis. Ezehu mechayel hakerem, what is mechayel hakerem? We've already explained that. Now the Mishnah is going to speak it out. Bein kerem l'gader, it's the empty space between the vines and the fence surrounding them. Im ein sham shesh esrei ama, if there isn't 12 amas of empty space, lo yavizer l'sham, you're not allowed to plant anything there. Hayu sham shnei mesrei amah, but if there is 12 amas of empty space, nesli avodasa vizereyas ha-maaser, you give it its avoda of 4 amas of avodas hakerem, and then you can plant the remaining space. Let's try to understand what's going on over here. Both according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the empty space, which is going to be planted with something else, has to be large enough to be considered a field of its own. Now they argue how much that is. Beis Shammai holds that a field is 8 amas. Beis Hillel holds a field is 4 amas. Now let's focus on korachas hakerem, and here's the catch. Since this empty space is in the middle of all the vines, it's in the middle of the vineyard, we look at it as two separate vineyards and that each of them is having a different type of planted next to it. Let's try to use our Mishnayos as an example. So if you're looking at your Mishnayos, you have a page on the right and a page on the left. Imagine on the right side of the right page and the left side of the left page, we have vines, but in the middle of both pages, it's totally empty. So we want to plant the space in the middle with something else other than grapes. So what we're doing is looking at it as two separate fields. Our right page is considered its own vineyard and it needs to have the requisite amount of space to be able to plant something next to it. And our left page is considered a different vineyard, and it also needs to have the requisite amount of space to have something planted next to it. Now, how much is that space? Easy. We have 4 amas of avodas hakerem. Then we have to have another 4 amas of empty land, which is considered a chashiv field of its own. That's a total of 8 amas. And since we have 2 of these fields, we have to have a total of 16 amas, according to Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, it's the same thing, just with a little bit more space. We have to have 4 amas of avodas hakerem, and then we have to have empty space of 8 amas to be able to plant in. 8 plus 4 is 12. Since we have 2 of these fields, 12 times 2 is 24. According to Beis Shammai, we have to have 24 amas of empty space in the middle of the vineyard to be able to plant something else in there besides grapes. And now moving on to Mechayel HaKerem, the space in between the end of the vines and the fence, we have to have 12 amas according to Beis Hillel. It's the same idea. Why is that? 4 of them are avodas hakerem. He also can't plant within 4 amas of the wall because it ruins the foundation of the wall. That's a total of 8, and he would have to have another 4 empty to be able to plant in. That's a total of 12. Beis Shammai says we have to have a total of 8 to be able to plant in, so we have to have 4 for avodas hakerem, 4 distance off the wall because we're not planting near the wall, and then 8. 8 plus 8 is 16. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalad, continuing to talk about planting in a vineyard, in the middle of the vineyard, at the end of the vineyard, in between the vines and the fence. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.